Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. We want the wonder and reality of God Almighty to be in your life all the time. Amen. Through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's the revelation. Just one thing I want to focus on. God's presence and power is everywhere on the earth and fills heaven. But everywhere on the earth, everywhere we go, He's there. God has made it this way. He's made it simple and as it's just so glorious. The Holy Spirit will give us this revelation. We can't get the revelation apart from Him. In fact, we can't do anything apart from Him. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. The Holy Spirit will reveal this and all things to us. Amen. And I pray right now, Father God, be with that one who's listening. Jesus, reveal yourself to them. Holy Spirit, surround them and reveal to them yourself and all the wonderful things that you want to reveal to us, the truth, your glory and how your presence is everywhere we go, your presence and your power. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. The presence and the power of God and His glory is everywhere we go. So literally, you know, in Him we live and move and have our being, we can rest assured that He's in us and He's all around us. If we are saved and Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, He's within us and He's all around us. Amen. So, He's made it simple in this way and again, it's all through the power of the Holy Spirit, because He will show us, for example, that how great and awesome our God is and how He can solve every problem that we have. And He's given us, you know, He says, Jesus said, I've give you power over all the power of the enemy. You know, and so a great man of God, I heard him say, we're condemned to victory. We want to believe, Wonder and Reality wants to believe with you for your needs and your miracle that you, if you need a miracle, and if you just need the presence of God, we want to believe with you for that. We believe right now that, and I pray, Father, fill that one and surround them with your glory and bring them into the ministry that you want them to have. Amen. The presence and the power of God, the glory of the Lord is all around us, literally. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a practical thing. The anointing. This is really the anointing. The anointing is the presence of Jesus and then the power of God. So we have, there's two main anointings. I want to keep this simple. We have the anointing within us. That's the presence of Jesus within us. Our spirit person is reborn. And so that's we call it the anointing, because Jesus said, talked about the anointing. And His name literally is Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Anointed One, and His anointing. That's what Jesus Christ literally means. Jesus the Anointed One and His anointing. Then there's the anointing that comes upon us. And that's the power of God. Now that's the overflow. If somebody is filled with the presence of Jesus so much, and they develop that, their spirit person, and they walk in it, well then God will pour out His power upon them, and that's the anointing that comes upon us. And that's when Jesus read the famous words of Isaiah and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He's anointed me. And He goes on to list all the wonderful things. The first one is the presence of God. The second one is anointing, is the power of God. So glory to God. We encourage you, just seek the Lord and He'll reveal His glory to you. Amen. It's just so awesome. The glory of the Lord. That's the answer. That's just going deeper in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He reveals everything to us. I mean, everything changes when we meet Him. Before we meet the Holy Spirit, we're trying and we can't do anything. And anything we do is rejected because God, you know, He's holy and He's God Almighty. In Him, that's when results happen. Amen.